Hello, Bessa Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Hello, Terry. It's Polly again.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Look, so I've just been thinking about our conversation this morning,
yes.
And we're about to leave Maunganui Island and go to Port Douglas.
Yes.
To a lovely resort with a lovely resort pool.
Lovely.
Is that going to be an issue?
Pools aren't good, I think, for wounds. I mean, the sea's great because it's salty and clean.
Yes, which I'll also do.
But pools and spas are sort of not great. But look, it should have healed enough that you could swim
okay.
in the pool, I would have thought. How many weeks are you since you...
It's over 2 months. So I think it's 9 weeks.
Yeah, I think you should be all right. And, I mean, you're on antibiotics as well. So I would think you're fine to swim in the pool.
So what were you asking, Terry? What sort of infections you can get from pool? No.
But it is a rare...
Not Maranham, because that's very rare.
It's so rare.
I don't need to. She's saying right now it's so rare. Hang on. Can I put you on to Perry, please?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Perry.
Hello,
Hello,
Terry.
Are you worried about the pool? Because that was the...
No, Polly's worried about the pool. And we're going to a small resort where there's, I don't know, usually half a dozen to a dozen people around the pool. And we're trying to work out whether it's in the sort of infection that you might get in a big public swimming pool. She's being advised to avoid, or whether there's some specific infection that comes with chlorinated swimming pool water that's still not knocked out.
I think it's so rare that the chances of it probably getting infected twice would be even lower, if you know what I mean.
Right, so it
and
is actually...
don't you multiply them together rather than, if I remember, probability?
So the infection she's avoiding is the Mycomarinum infection. It's not general bacterial infection from everything
and
from fecal coliform to who knows what.
Exactly, and coupled with that is... So not only is it rare to get it the first time, it would be that multiplied by itself, rare to get it a second time. And plus she's on the specific antibiotic for that. So the chances of that happening would be so low.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a really helpful clarification.
Yeah.
Because we weren't sure whether it was Maranham or general bacterial infection because the wound isn't 100% healed yet.
Yes, and look... I mean, I think as long as she, you know, if you're looking after that wound itself, and you are, like, you know, that it's all washed and it's clean and things, I think she'll be fine. I really do. And it's just going to take a little while to heal completely.
I would have said walking along the beach in the tropics is far more likelihood of infection. From bacterial bacteria of all sorts through a 99% healed wound than worrying about Maranham, which is,
as you say,
a once in a blue moon type of infection.
It is, and I wouldn't be worried about that. So, but the wound is almost healed. I would have thought, I mean, look, you could send a photo. If you're worried, why don't you take a photo of Polly's wound, send it to David, all right, the surgeon, if you've got his mobile. I'm sure you've got his mobile number.
Yeah, Polly's got all that.
And just say, look, you have been walking on the beach and swimming, but you're about to go somewhere where there's a swimming pool. Do you think this is healed enough for me to swim in a swimming pool?
Right.
And, I mean, I would avoid a spa, though. I don't know. You know what spas are like. They're just... Because it's
would
so
avoid
hot,
what?
A spa. I wouldn't get in a spa.
Oh, yeah. No, that's full of bacteria.
Yeah, like, exactly. I mean, that's sort of like a breeding ground for bacteria. But the pool, you know, they've got chlorine and things and all those things, and it should be all right.
But that was the question. Is she avoiding pools to avoid marinum, or is she avoiding pools to avoid this general infection?
Well, both really. I mean, really, it's probably general infection. I thought you were worried about the marinum. I mean, the marinum, it would just be so rare to get it. And whether you've got a wound or not,
needed to understand what the prohibition on pools was. Was it general infection or was it marinum?
Yeah, it's general infection, really. And it's,
in a
wound that, because you've still got a healing wound. But I would have thought that the wound is, it's almost healed. And that's what I'm saying. If you take a photo of it and send it to David, and perhaps just ask him that question. I mean, I'm just sort of saying if it was me, and I would probably be quite happy to go into a pool if I had a 2-month-old wound, even if it wasn't fully healed. But I wouldn't go near a spa. Don't like them anyway.
Right.
Even with no wound.
Draw the line at a spa.
Yeah, spas are bad.
I mean, we were also talking about the compromise between extra exercise, which is potentially splitting the wound skin surface and keeping it just 99% healed, versus not doing anything, not putting any tension across the wound, and it heals, and so it totally heals, which is better. And Polly thinks that doing the exercise and regaining her muscle control and the balls of her feet and things like that is more important.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to get infected with general infections in the resort pool.
And if Polly feels uncomfortable about it, then just stay out of the pool, really. That's,
she doesn't want to stay out of the pool.
All right. So someone else has to make the decision.
Everybody wants the best of both worlds.
I know.
Yeah, I'll tell her to take a photograph and send it to David.
David, and
say, is this amount of healing going to be okay in the resort
for the pool? Yeah. All right.
Actually, she said she's done that already.
Oh, has she? Oh, okay. Has he replied? And also, Polly, is she there? Say happy birthday.
I'll put her back on today. Thank you for that advice, Perry.
Okay. That's all right, Perry. Cheers. Polly, it's his birthday today. So say happy birthday, David. I'm sending you a picture of my foot. It's the present.
Oh, and it's a question. How funny.
Yeah. He said all these patients he was operating this morning, I said, happy birthday to me. I said, yeah, I told them. I said, make sure you say happy birthday.
Will do. I've taken photos for the last few days, and because they're interspersed with photos of koalas and sunsets and palm trees.
It was hard. I couldn't. Maybe you should send
together.
In some of those too.
I will do.
So I'm having a nice time.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I bet it is.
Except because of the antibiotics I'm on, I have to. I'm hypersensitive to the sun.
Oh, okay.
So I'm covered up like an old lady.
Yeah. Oh well. Save you from getting a skin cancer or melanoma later on.
So well, I could get really badly burned. So 2 months of that in paradise is okay. I've accepted that.
That's all right. The sun, too much sun's bad for you anyway. So I've got to look after your beautiful skin. All right.
So I'll check out what Perry and you have talked about.
Yeah, and see what David says. I'll be interested if he says the same thing that I do. But, 2 months, you should be.
That was the thing, because I'd Googled it, and it said if you have, I know Google's your enemy.
Yeah.
Probably.
After
2 months, if you've still got scab, there's possibly an issue, which is why I called you.
All right. Okay. He knows what he's done surgically, so he'll know whether, I know his general mantra of cleaning wounds is to remove scabs, and like clean underneath, because infection can thrive underneath a scab. And so I think in terms of cleaning wounds and looking after them, he likes scabs removed. But then you don't want to just pull the scab off and make the whole thing bleed.
Oh, look, I can't.
Soaked
it actually,
off. Yeah.
It looks and feels as though it's a very, it's still quite a deep scab.
Yeah.
It's not just a surface scab.
No.
So when I walk on the sand and the sea,
yeah,
nothing happens to it. Nothing happens at all.
No. So maybe I have
and
had
it's
that,
still
I
slightly think, weeping.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I think I've had not, a conversation.
Not,
yeah.
Not anything. When
no.
I say that, all I get is that on my socks I have little
a
marks.
Little mark.
When I take
so
socks
if
off.
It's slightly weeping, so that's sort of it healing under the and the
yeah.
weeping that comes out, is it just like a hemisphere sort of or just like pale yellow sort of colour?
Just pale yellow.
Yeah. So I mean that's a healthy colour and there's no
yeah.
odour or
I mean, it could just be no odour. It
no.
could just be that it's wet. And so it sticks to my socks.
Yeah, and it's just so it's still healing and there's still some raw tissue down below. So
yeah.
Look, that being the case, he might. And if it is sort of oozing out through there, then there's an open pathway through. So maybe he will say, stay out of the pool. But look, I think...
I could be in the pool and just keep my foot out. Would that be all right?
Yeah, of course, because it's only really getting the foot.
I'm a master at that.
The issue, yeah. I know. But look, see what he thinks, because it'll be good for him to see the wound after this time.
Yeah, okay.
Because he has a bit much better idea than I do of, you know, I would have thought it would be healed by now, but he knows what he's done physically, so he'll understand
yeah.
it more than I
yeah.
do.
And I have rather pushed it on the walking front in the last few days.
And look, he won't
I've
mind.
Just, I'm an all-terrain walker now. I walked about 7 kilometres all over Magnetic Island. I didn't mean to.
Goodness.
It's
oh
not what
goodness.
I intended to do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But it happened.
No. And look, and you know, maybe, you know, that might slow the healing down a little bit, doing all the walking. But then, you know, as long as you're still healing and you're doing something that's good for your body. Then
and I'm wearing my hockers.
Compromise. Oh yeah, well
my
they're
hockers,
good shoes. Yeah, they're the best. They're the most comfortable runners. I've got hockers. I love them. They're so good. Are you there, Polly? Hello. Hello. Hello, Polly. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Oh,
sorry.
I lost you for a bit. Maybe
I know the reception here. No, the
reception
here is crap.
Oh,
Yeah. I was just saying thank you very much for spending so long with us.
Oh, no, that's all right. That's my job. I love it. That's part of my job. Better than all the admin stuff, which I don't like as much. So thank you for calling me. But do send that to David and I'll be, when
okay.
I see him next, I'll find out what he recommended.
Lovely.
Okay.
Okay, then. All right,
All right.
Then.
Enjoy
thank
yourself,
you so much.
Both of you.
Okay,
take care.
We will.
Bye.
Okay,
bye, Polly.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.